You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
And welcome, everybody. Welcome once again to your spiritual GPS to success. Yay! You know what? I am so glad to be here. And thank you again for those of you that have really been supporting this broadcast on the Law of Attraction Network on iHeartRadio. Hello, those of you in London. I've had the privilege to talk to some people there. You all, doing this show, you all have given me so many ideas for a vacation, you know, as to where to go. I mean, places I've never thought of. So, yeah, I really enjoy connecting with you. And thank you so very much. Some of you send me emails, you send me texts, you get on Facebook and send inbox me messages. So I really want to say thank you. I do appreciate you. I really want you to know that I really do appreciate you. Today I have an awesome show for you. I'm going to be doing some live readings. Yeah, now listen, if you're not a part of our live audience, we do record the show, but we record it with a live audience. And if you're not part of that live audience, what are you waiting on? That means you have not text LOA to 40691. You got to text LOA to 40691, and you too will receive information about how to connect with us for our recorded shows where I give live readings. And I have some people already in queue. They're ready to be inspired, to be encouraged, to be enlightened. And I believe, I'm really, really confident that you too are going to find some enlightenment, some inspiration as I speak to others. I remember after one show, a lady contacted me and she said, "The words that you spoke to that lady, it resonated with me. Is it okay that I take or apply her reading to me and to my situation?" I said, "Absolutely. If it registered with you, go for it. Grab it. If you feel that's good advice or a good prophecy or prediction for you, grab it. Yeah, don't be slow. Grab it." So I want to encourage you, as you hear me give readings to people on today, and that sounds similar to your situation, grab it. Yeah, grab that word of inspiration. But you know, today I want to talk about something. Basically, I entitled it, "It Was Good For Me." What are you talking about, Dr. Moses? Well, hold on. I'm going to tell you about that. But it was good for me. Now, you do me a favor while I'm getting my notes together. You tell somebody else about the show. Inbox them, call them, text them, tell them, "Hey, Dr. Moses is on, and he's ready, and he desires to inspire and encourage you." As we all continue to stay on our path, that spiritual GPS to success, and you got to stay on it. You cannot give up. I told you before, I'm your cheerleader. I'm going to root you on to great success. So hang in there. Listen, I'm going to take a quick break and I'm coming right back. I got to share with you about how it was good for me. And I got some people on standby. They're ready for their reading. Are you ready for yours? Okay, hang in there. I'll be right back. Wow. Now, you know that's part of my workout music. I say that all the time, don't I? Because it just, when I hear the song, I associate it with walking, and when I'm trying to run, you know how it is. But listen, thank you, and I really can't say thank you enough to my friends all over. Really, I have more friends now than I think I've ever had. You all have really been connecting with me on Facebook, and my friends there in the New York area, California. Yeah, even over there in London, thank you so very much. Nigeria. Yes, I really thank you very much. And if you have an idea for a show or a program, hey, send it to me, inbox me, and let me know. We'll talk about it and really inspire and encourage. So, hey, somebody did send me a book that they wanted me to read and to elaborate on, and I'm doing that right now. So, hey, we're working on it. I promise you that we are working on it. It was really, really good for me. Have you ever had a situation in your life that you was like, oh, why did I go through this? You know, or why am I going through this? You know, have you ever had those situations where you just like, what is this, God? Are you up there? Are you watching me? You know, what is the purpose of all of this? I believe there was a man in the Bible, his name was Paul, and he made a statement like, what is the purpose of these thorns and these problems in my life? Why? Now, I'm not the only one that ever asked the universe, why? You know, it's almost like a whining word, you know? Somebody, you rarely hear somebody say, why? You know, unless they're your dad and they're mad at you. But, you know, most time we say, why? Why do I have to do this? Why got to brush my teeth and wash my face every day? You know, why? Oh, when it's bath time, when it is time for my children to take a bath, and my little ones, Michaela and Sir Michael, I'm like, it's time to take a bath. Why? You know, we didn't go outside that long. You know, they just like, go take a bath. But we took a bath yesterday. Why we got to take another one? Because you stink. That's why. Go take a bath. So, you know, it's those situations in our life that we question. You know, why did I have to do this? Why? Have you ever had a course in school and you ask yourself, why? Why did I have to take this course? Why do I have to take algebra? Well, it's a reason. Believe it or not, it really is a reason. What did you gain or what did you learn from the situation? That's what you need to really ask to yourself. In no matter what I've gone through, what did I gain from this? Even now, many people already know I'm divorced, I'm married again, and I'm happily married and enjoying my children. I was a single dad. I had custody of my children. But why? Many people that know me personally know that I'm deaf in one of my ears. And so I would ask this question, why? Why did I have to lose my hearing? Why did I lose my first marriage? Why did I have this accident in the car that I loved so dearly? Why was my home foreclosed on? But then you look back and you look at what you gained from it. And then when you realize that you did gain something from it, then you come back to say, you know what? It really was good for me. It really was. Oh, now, you know, my mother was the disciplinarian in our household. And, oh, when she would give me a spanking, now what we call it spanking now. Back then it was called a whipping. When they would give you a whipping, you know, I did not like it. I did not appreciate it. Didn't care for it. I thought she was the meanest woman in the world. You know how it is, right? Y'all know that. But hey, I look back now that I am a dad. And at one point, I was a single dad, and I was able to cook and clean and do a little bit of sewing and even had to be the barber. And even one time to my daughter, I had to be the beautician. I look back and the responsibility that I gained, the respect that I learned, the commitment that I understood that it required to be successful. I realized something. It was good for me. I realized that I gained some information, and I had to realize in myself, hey, it was good for me to go through this. It was good. Sometimes I realize, you know, I'm kind of happy that some of my prayers that I did pray, that they didn't come true. Anybody have one of them prayers that you're like, I'm so glad that God didn't answer that one? Have you ever prayed a prayer? Now, this is going to sound hard, but have you ever prayed a prayer for somebody to basically, I want you to go to hell? You know, have you ever had that situation where you just really prayed, I want you to go to hell? You know, but aren't you glad that they didn't really go? Aren't you glad that they didn't go there? You know, have you ever gotten mad at somebody? I just wish you would just drop dead. No. No. And it could have been one of them funny prayers where you really wanted to marry this person, or I really want them to ask me out on a date, or you just really think you're going to spend the rest of your life with them, and you kind of like, now I'm glad. It was good for me that Jimmy didn't stay around. It was good for me that Laquita went on and found somebody else. It was good for me. Ladies and gentlemen, my friend, I want you to look at your life right now and ask yourself the question, you know, really, what did I gain out of that situation? Even when I had my house foreclosed on, I realize now it was good for me. Yeah, it didn't feel good, and no, it wasn't fun. But what I gained from it, I gained insight even about the process of foreclosure. I've gained insight about how you're not alone when you're going through different hardships. Sometimes you feel like you're the only one going through divorce, or you're the only, you really know you're not. But I remember one time when I had to file bankruptcy. I did, some years ago. And I had to go to this meeting. They made you go to some meeting. And I walked in and I saw all these people. I was like, wow, all these people got bankruptcy issues? Wow. And I gained something from that. It was good for me to realize that I'm not alone. Ooh, can somebody text me that? I think somebody already did right now. Can you just text me that? It was good for me. It was good for me to realize that I'm not alone. It was good for me to realize that I deserve better and I can achieve better. It was good for me to realize how special I really am. I want you to believe right now, no matter what you've gone through, that something good is coming out of it, because that's the way of the divine. That's the way of God. God will not leave us comfortless. He's not going to leave us in desperation. He's not going to leave us in barrenness. He is going to allow you to go into that place of prosperity, abundance, joy. So it was good for me that I went through the valley to get back on the mountaintop, because there were some lessons that I learned in the valley that I couldn't get at the mountaintop. It was good for me. Listen, I'm going to take a quick break and I'm going back live, and I got some people I got to do a reading for. All right? Hang in there. I'll be right back, everybody.
Rogers, and I'm from Dallas, Texas, and I just had a reading with Dr. Mosley, and he really provided great insights on some future things to come in my personal and professional life, and it really just lifted my spirits and validated for me all these great things that I have to offer. So I thank him so much.
And thank you so much, Allison. Listen, don't forget now, you also can get a reading. All you got to do is text the word reading to 40691. I know I always say that number fast, so I'm so used to it. Somebody sent me a message, said, will you slow down when you're giving us the number? Okay, text the word reading to 40691. Okay, and you can schedule your reading. And right now, I believe I have Allison. Not Allison, that's who's just spoke. I have Elizabeth. Elizabeth, is that right? Are you there?
Yes, that's right. Yes, I am. Hello.
Hello, Elizabeth. Now, from what I understand, Elizabeth, you were trying to tell me you're in California, and you're from, is it Lancaster?
Lancaster, California, yes.
All right, Elizabeth. Now, Elizabeth, before I go into the reading with you, can you think of a time when you went through something and you realized that it was good for you, now that you look back at it? Do you realize?
Yeah.
can you tell us a little bit about it? Just a little bit. Don't have to give us all the general.
Generally, just a certain people that I wanted to be with that I saw that it would be a huge mistake if I did end up with them. you know, certain life things like that. And in hindsight, you're thankful that it didn't turn out the way that you wanted it to.
Wow. And so now you look back and say, yeah, I'm so glad. You know, and it's not that they were probably a bad person, but it just wasn't the right mix for you.
Some of them were bad, not that great. So,
you know what? I'm trying to help you out here. I'm trying to help you, Elizabeth. I'm really trying. But she said, no, Dr. Mills, I ain't going to lie. Some of them were just bad. They just really were. They were just bad.
That's the truth.
But listen, Elizabeth, what's on your mind tonight? What would you like for me to deal with on tonight?
Well, thank you for taking my call, first of all. I'm really excited. And this actually has to do with what you were talking about earlier about life lessons. My question is I don't feel like I'm on the right path in my life right now at all. For like the past year, it seems like everything I do to try and get ahead or to try and achieve something, whether it be in career or relationships or my health, it seems like I hit a brick wall every time. And I'm not sure what I should know right now, how to get back on the right track.
All right. Now, a few things that I'm getting for you right now. First of all, when you were talking, I heard the word parents. Now, I'm quite sure you have a wonderful relationship with your parents. However, I have to tell you, I'm feeling a disconnect here. I'm feeling a some type of disconnect, and I'm feeling that we really, your subconscious mind or spirit is desiring approval or either at least support. Does that make sense? Support from your parents. Now, can you relate to that which I just stated?
Yes, absolutely. 100%. Yes, there is I have never really received any support from them. It wasn't anything that I was thinking about right now either, but oddly enough, that is 100% correct. And I feel like I'm actually not getting support from anyone in my life. So that is an issue.
Okay, so now this is where it stems from. And because we haven't really gotten that support till we have set on a pattern of not good enough. It's not good enough. And therefore, this is the next word that I heard. Sometimes you're expecting too much without appreciating what you have. Sometimes we kind of get a little hard on ourselves because what we really want is the approval. So sometimes we're not, you know, we're expecting too much. No, this should be bigger than that. No, this should be better than that. This should be smoother than that. No, he should be nice. I shouldn't have to tell him about my feelings. He should pick me up. He should feel me. He should connect. And it's really because we're wanting that support and really that approval. So really, I need you. I would really encourage you to recognize and appreciate what you do and what you do well. Do you bake? And I know everybody got to cook, but do you like to bake? Because everybody doesn't like to bake.
No, I don't.
Okay.
I don't like to bake. I feel, though, that I've kind of distanced myself on the things that I do like to do.
I have to go with this. Something is coming to me about this baking. Why am I getting that?
Wow.
What is
this? I don't know.
Okay, let me ask Spirit. You know why? From what I'm getting, this is what's coming to me. Now, with baking, you have to be very, very patient. Whether it takes 45 minutes, 15 minutes for the cake to rise, the donuts to rise, even the cookies to rise, you have to be patient. And this is what I'm getting. Sometimes you have done what is needed, but you're not patient enough to see the full results. And because of that, we'll go in and we'll mess it up. Oh, this is not working out, so you drop it. This is not working out, so it's not good enough. But it really is. Just, if I could say it this way, let the oven do what it's supposed to do. The oven is supposed to heat it up. So, can you identify with what I just stated?
Yes, I a lot of times I feel that I am patient. I wait for things for years, it seems like, and nothing happens. And then I get really disheartened, especially like from lack of relationships, or if I think I'm going to be in a relationship or something, or in my career. And I try really, really hard to do what I think is the right thing, and it just does not go right. So I feel that I am patient, but
I have to tell you, and I do believe that you're feeling correctly, but I have to tell you, that's what my spirit is telling me. That's what the spirit guide is telling me, is that really there's not enough patience. There's celebrate. You know, let me say it this way.
Okay.
While you're waiting on the cookies to be baked, celebrate and appreciate the aroma that's in the house.
Okay.
Celebrate and appreciate what you have. In other words, it is good enough what you have. It is good enough what you're doing. Just be excited about that. You are really on the right path. It's just that you are really saying it's not good enough. It's not good. And it really is. So, yes, you are. And let me tell you this. You are an encourager. You really are. Because you tell people what you wish was spoken to you.
Yes, you're right. And what I was saying about being patient, I finished with a but in there. I feel like I am patient, but I have thought many times if I would only have waited more, or if I had only not acted impulsively and followed through with many things. So I do agree with you.
You're a fascinating woman. I just need you to realize how fascinating you really are. You are very much a fascinating a person and a beautiful lady. And you're missing the validation. Now, is your father still alive?
Yes, he is. He's very old, though. Okay. Not in good health.
Yeah, I feel that, because I was about to ask you, how is his heart? Because either it's a heart-related issue or a breathing issue, because I'm feeling this, like I'm kind of getting just a little bit of air, not much, but a little bit. But I want you to forgive. Forgive. You wasn't handled properly. Now, I'm absolutely seeing a physical situation as well. You was not physically handled properly. You should have been, I don't know why, but I'm like, you wasn't in a place, an actual environment that you needed to be. And because you was not in this physical place where there was a certain house or a certain group of people, it made you feel isolated, and it really negated from your self-esteem.
Wow. You're 100% right. I'm like speechless right now. You are 100% right. I did not have a good childhood. I was isolated a lot. I still feel isolated right now, and I did not get the support that I needed.
So with that being stated, what I do want you to do is celebrate you, what you have accomplished. I want you to celebrate what you, even if it's no more than I made it through the day. I made me the best bologna sandwich in the world. Whatever it is, I want you to celebrate, and celebrate that you are a good encourager. You are a wonderful counselor. Now, remember what I just said? It was good for me. It was good for you, what you went through. Oh, it was, in a sense, unfortunate, but in the misfortune, it trained you to be an excellent adolescent counselor. It trained you to understand how to see the good where there is negativity. It trained you to depend on yourself, because you didn't have many others that you could do that with. Does that make sense to you?
That makes 100% sense to me right now. So, I mean, hopefully, you know, if I could, and speaking about career, I was just wondering if I would be any good helping others, or I feel like, you know, I'm not in the right career right now. So that was part of my question, but
yes, you are.
Okay.
You are, beyond any doubt in my mind. You are. You're moving, and you're moving in a, the path that you're on is like, I see it like I'm driving on a street or riding on the street, but it's, the street is widening. It's going from two lanes to four lanes. So you're wow. on a path that is going to broaden for you. And you okay. have a, I don't know if this is a business or a practice, but you will help many yeah. people. You will, because it's something that you may be working for somebody now, but eventually you're going to have your own, some type of practice, some type of
That's
office.
What I've been trying to do.
Wow!
I'm actually, that is what I've been trying to do, and I kind of gave up on it, and then I started teaching children online, and I didn't, that's why I'm so confused right now, but you're right. That is exactly what I wanted to do.
Go for it. You're going to yeah. be very, very successful.
I will go back to that.
Go back to it. That's where, you know, I tell, I do say this, wherever your heart is, that's where your success is. That's where your money is. Go with
Ooh,
your heart.
Okay. That is great to hear.
Wonderful. Elizabeth, thank you so very much for calling in.
Thank you.
I do appreciate you so much. And hold the fort down there in California. I used to live there. Hold the fort down oh. for me, okay?
Okay.
Listen,
so
everybody,
much.
You're tuned to your spiritual GPS to success. I got some more people to read for. Don't you go anywhere. I'll be right back. Listen, you're in tune to your spiritual GPS to success. I'm your intuitive life coach. I'm Dr. Michael Mosley. And, I give credit to a lovely lady named Jules, and she created that title for me. And she said, after listening to a few of your shows, you just have a way of getting people, you know, it's not back on track, but reminding them that God is always with them. And no matter if they make what may seemingly be the wrong turn, they can always get back on that track to their success. So you can't get it wrong. You just got to go for it and keep going for it. So I want to encourage Elizabeth with that. Get back to where your heart is. You can't miss. You can just really, all you can really do is just stay on the path that leads to your success. And that's the path of your heart. Yeah, that's the path of your heart. So listen, I'm going back to the line. I believe that, let's see, I got Brent here. And let me see if I can pull Brent up here on the line. Good afternoon, Brent. How are you?
I am fantastic. I'm getting Wonderful. Better every day.
Well, that is good, Brent. That is good. What's going on in your world on today?
Enjoying life. Getting better at what I do. And Spirit's taking care of me.
Oh, well, that's good to know. That is really, really good to know. So now, what is it that is on that you would like for me to look in for you on tonight?
Just looking to see what, you know, I got some things coming up, some opportunities, and I'm just curious to see what Spirit has to say about where I might want to go or not go.
Well, you know, now while you were talking, this is really what I heard. You got to really trust. This is funny. Normally we would say trust Spirit, but I'm going to say something a little different to you. Trust yourself. Trust yourself. Trust what you desire to do and trust your abilities to do them. You know, some people, and you're one of them, can do a lot of different things. They call it a jack of all trades. And sometimes we could do so many things till we don't know which way to go, and sometimes we diminish our ability. Like, I got so much I can do, but can I do it well? Sometimes we get a little nervous. But I want you to trust in your abilities, that whatever you put your mind to, it is successful. It was, and as we're talking about, it was good for you. I don't know why, but this is a long time ago. 7 years ago is what Spirit is guiding me. That was a very turbulent time in your life. Now, this is 2018. What would 7 years ago be? What's 2011?
11. Yep.
That's what Spirit Guide is telling me, that was a real life-changing year for you. Does that make any sense? Yes or no?
Absolutely.
Okay, so when you made it through that, because here we are in 2018 at the time of this program, you have become much better in life and in achieving your goals. You overcame those issues. So find the success that you have in overcoming what you went through 7 years ago. Believe more in yourself and trust yourself that you can and you will. In fact, I'm going to go a step further. I'm going to say, not only can you achieve success, but forget that. Let's say it this way. Brent, you are success. That's what I want you to grab a hold to. Does that make sense to you?
Well, absolutely. And that sounds braggish. I know I'm success. I just don't know which one of those things I'm going to be. Like you said, the opportunities that sometimes are multitudinal.
Yeah, they are. And really right now, and I don't know why, maybe if I was doing a private reading, maybe some things will come to me kind of differently. But this is what I want you to do. Go with what feels lighter. And that's the word he gives me. I was about to say go with what feels best. But he told me this. I feel this from Spirit. Go with what feels lighter. The light feeling. Okay?
Absolutely.
Thank you so much, Brent. Hang in there. Keep me informed and posted on all that money you're making. Okay? Don't forget about me. Okay?
Absolutely. You be blessed, my friend.
You're tuned to your spiritual GPS to success. I'm Dr. Michael Mosley. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back. I got some old people I got to get to. I think Sylvia's coming up next. Hold on, everybody. Spiritual GPS to success. I'm Dr. Michael Mosley. Now listen, if you want to get a reading, all you got to do is text the word reading to 40691. Okay? Text the word reading to 40691, and or you can go to my website, Dr. Michael Mosley. DrMichaelMosley.com. Okay. Now I believe I have Sylvia on the line, and I think Sylvia's ready. Sylvia, are you there?
I'm here.
How you doing, Sylvia?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you?
Oh, I'm wonderful. Now, Sylvia, where are you calling me from?
I'm calling you from Conyers, Georgia.
Conyers, Georgia?
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, I probably asked you this question because I really just don't know. How far is that from Stockbridge?
Not too far.
Okay.
Not too far. Maybe about 30, 40 minutes.
Okay.
Max.
Oh, that's not too far at all. See, I'm originally from Texas. Everybody know that. So, hey, that ain't too far. Not too far. Sylvia, listen, I want to ask you, have you ever had a situation that you look back now and you can say, hey, that was good for me that I went through that? Did you ever go through a situation like that?
Definitely. I've had several.
Really? Pick one that you could tell us about real quickly.
The one that stands out the most is when I got fired.
Really?
I got fired from the salon, and I used to be so embarrassed that I had gotten fired. Like, I never told anyone, and I just tried to brush under the rug. But ultimately, it made me a better person because it made me reflect on, you know, some things that I could have done differently and situations I could have handled better. So it forced me to grow and level up. So it was good for me.
You know what? You were bold about that. I got fired. You know, some people, I mean, I still don't want nobody to know I was fired.
Just to hide it. I used to be so embarrassed. Like, I never told anyone. So I think this may be my first time, like, actually being very bold and announcing it. So.
Wow. Hey, everybody. You know, Sylvia was fired. So that's why she was at home during the day. But it did. It was good for you. And I like that. You know, some people have gone into incarceration. Some people have gone to a situation, they've had to go to the hospital. Some people, the doctors made them lose weight. And if they realize, you know what, that was good for me. It was rough. Mm-hmm. It was hard. But it was good for me. And I needed that. So I applaud you, even for you realizing that. So, Sylvia, what's on your mind tonight? What can I deal with for you?
Well, first of all, I'm just happy to be here. I'm happy that I was able to catch you because every time you announce a show, I'm usually driving. So I was actually at home today. So I'm happy to be here and be able to jump on.
Thanks.
I'm curious about my business, though. I feel like I've been moving in slow motion over the past several months. I'm almost at 1 year that I've been in my studio space, and I haven't done a whole lot in there. I'm trying to pick up, you know, more business now and just expand and grow more. But I just feel like I'm kind of like at a snail's pace with everything. So just wanted to kind of get a little bit of insight there.
Okay. While you're talking, Sylvia, I have to tell you, I'm getting an inference of somebody else. Is there another partner in the business?
Or no.
Are you, this is going to sound kind of funny, but let me go here. Are you engaged with somebody? Or are you talking that this is romantically? In other words, let me just say this way. I don't know how aware, but there's some energy. This is another person that is blocking you. It's not that they mean to block you. I don't know, but I have to tell you, it's like there's a split going here. Your energy is being divided. It's not totally going into your business. You have to deal with somebody else. Now, that may be a parent. It may be a lover or whoever. It may even be a child, but I'm telling you. Okay.
She's in the Navy. She just joined the Navy, and she's in California, so she's far away from home, and she does absorb a lot of my energy.
Okay. All right. So therefore, because I was picking up somebody else, I just didn't know who. That's why I didn't know if it was a partner or what. But that is an energy that you are allowing to slow you down. And I have to tell you the truth, you're using it as an excuse.
Okay.
You are very qualified, very competent. Very, very competent. Where now, I heard you say studio. Let me ask you a question. Were you in a magazine or featured maybe on even an online something, maybe where somebody highlighted something about you or celebrated you?
Mm-hmm.
Was it a magazine or was it online?
It was both, actually.
Okay.
But it wasn't recently. I haven't really had much going on recently.
I don't care. What I'm after is what I'm seeing. So that means, okay, if it wasn't recent, that means that energy that you had back then, that's what we're missing. You was on a momentum back then. You were building.
I was.
And moving. Does that make sense?
Yes, and that's why I'm like, what's going on now? Like, I feel like I'm being slowed down, like, at a snail's pace. Like, it's coming, but it's just so slow.
Yeah, buddy. But what is really happening is that you're allowing different things to get in your way.
Mm-hmm.
You really are. It's not, you know, I get the impression like this. You know how you may have, you wash your clothes, and some people, after they get out the dryer, they go in this little pile. And that little pile can stay in the corner. You're like, I know I need to fold them clothes. I really know. And that, even that pile could be to wash clothes, too. One day we got to wash clothes. We're going to have to wash clothes, y'all. And soon you get down to your last pair of underwear. And you get to the point, oh, God, I got to wash these clothes. I got to fold them. So it's like, I know it's there, and I can do it. It's just easy, just putting them in the washing machine or either folding them. It's not hard. It's just there's a spirit or an energy of procrastination. So what we need to pray for, Sylvia, is a removal of procrastination. You really do have a lot of ideas, and then you get tired quite quickly. Sylvia, it's like I don't know why this is like, I feel like I'm waking up, but something is zapping my energy as soon as I wake up. I feel like something is just really just pulling at me. It's like, I'm good for maybe an hour or so, but after that, it's like I'm just tired. And you don't have no reason. Like, why am I this tired? I haven't done that much. Does that make any sense to you?
It does, because I just said that to my daughter. I'm like, I guess I'm just getting older. I'm like, I used to do so much more and, you know, still have energy, but I feel I have to preserve my energy now.
Yes. Now, it is not that you're getting older. Now, this is another show that I do want to do, but I'm going to tell you straight. Someone is really praying against you. Someone is really pulling at your energy. What we call it in metaphysics is a psychic vampire. Somebody is pulling at you, and the bottom line, just all the way down to the ground, somebody's jealous of your success and your abilities, and they're not wishing you well. It's not that they're burning a candle against you. It's not that they really are doing a hocus pocus against you. They're just not sending you good energy, and they're trying to block you. You know, it's like somebody said, I hope she don't get married. Lord, don't let her get married before me. She thinks she's something because she got a boyfriend. You know, oh, ugly thing. You know, some people, they just do that. You know, they do that. And what they really are doing is sending, like, negative energy, which turns into a curse. And so you got to block that. Now, the way you got to block that, I want you to go back. I'm going to give you a homework assignment. First of all, you got to build yourself up. How are we going to build ourselves up? I want you to go back and look at that that newspaper clipping or the magazine clipping, whatever it is. I want you to go back into your mind and look at what you have accomplished. And I want you to get back into that mindset by celebrating what you have done. And say, you know what? I was good enough to be featured here. I was good enough to be on this program. Or I was good enough to do this person's hair. Or whatever it is that you do. So you know that you are qualified and you are competent. Go back and remember how confident and how competent you are. That's going to build your energy and your excitement. Does that make sense?
Yes.
That's what I want you to do. I want you to get back into that vibe. Remember when. That's a scripture in the Bible that says, call to remembrance the former days, back when. You know, go look at some pictures. Because I'm getting this, that you do have some. Go back and look at some pictures and really feel that. I want you to do that before you go to bed tonight. Try it, okay?
Yeah.
I want you to try it. I do encourage you. I don't want to put you on the spot, but whenever you get a chance, I do want to encourage you to get a reading from me, because there are some things that I really want to deal with that I don't have the time to right now. But it's the reason because of it's like a psychic attack. Somebody is really pulling at you. And they're very jealous of what you have accomplished. Also, they are upset because there was a gentleman that helped you with something and they did not help them. It's like you pulled in a favor from somebody to do something. I don't know. Maybe it was to buy you an ice cream cone, but they didn't buy them an ice cream cone. So they're upset about that. Okay, it's something along those lines, and you may not even realize it, but there is. It's an individual that they upset that you have favor with someone that they don't have as much favor with. And you've always been gifted, even as a child. You were one that was able to really speak your mind and to really, you was encouraged to pursue your dreams and aspirations. I feel like somebody putting a battery inside of you and said, come on, go, like the Energizer Bunny. You can do this.
Yeah, that was my grandmother.
Okay, so there's somebody that is really upset that they don't have that same ability. But really they do. They just don't realize it. Okay, so right now, step back into that zone. Go back, look at the pictures again. You got this. Let's make this a greater success. Let's move faster. Force yourself to move faster, okay? Also, you need to walk a little bit more. I'm picking that up.
Okay.
Just walk outside, you know, walk, okay? Walk. Go to walking, okay? Okay? Sylvia, thank you so very much. And listen, I want you to stay connected. Stay on your path now. You on a path to success. Let's just speed it up. And I know you're saying, I want to speed it up. Well, I'm going to help you get back into the feeling of what it felt like when you were being featured and celebrated, because it's still there. Whatever you could do then, you could do that and more even now. Okay?
Got it. Okay. Thank you so much.
Blessings to you, Sylvia. Take good care. Listen, everybody, you in tune to your spiritual GPS to success. I'm Dr. Mosley. Don't you go anywhere. I'm coming back.
I listen to your show all the time, I knew that I needed to connect with you when I heard you speaking to a girl named Allie, and it just gave me goosebumps. And I knew that I needed to call you and talk through some of these things that were going on in my life. And your show is amazing, and I always love listening to you.
And thank you so very much. That is Allison Journey. She got a reading from me as well, and we had a good time. We just laughed and had a wonderful time. And listen, if you want a reading, all you got to do is text the word reading to 40691. I just believe that I can help you. God has given me a wonderful gift, and I'm excited about it. I really am very excited about it, and I want to share that gift with you. So text the word reading to 40691. And you can also go to the website, Dr. Michael Mosley. That's DrMichaelMosley. Now, I'm getting ready to go back to the line, and let me see here. I believe that I have Willie on the line from California. Mm-hmm. Willie, how are you doing?
I am well this afternoon, Dr. Mosley. How are you?
I'm doing good, Willie. I'm so appreciative of you being on. And now, Willie, I remember I met you on the cruise. Just like that's the same place where I met
yes.
Brent. I met Brent on the cruise, too.
I remember Brent.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay, so, Willie, what's on your mind tonight? What's on your heart right now?
I just want to thank you for this program this afternoon because you have spoken to me so many times by speaking to other people. And I've just been sitting here making notes. And I noticed you had a few minutes left, and I just decided to speak up and say thank you. But if there's one thing, I would just like to ask, so many things I want to do, there's so many things that's in my heart and in my mind, and I am so ready to get started. But you need the finances, you need the money, you need to be able to make these things happen. What am I doing, or what do you see for me, or to bring in the finances I need to be able to do the things that I feel I need to be doing right now? Does that make sense?
Yes. Now, whenever it comes to making money, the first thing, I know it's going to sound funny, but the first thing is the mind. Money is attracted to your mind. You have to almost kind of trick your mind that you already have money.
Yes.
You know, that's a scripture in the Bible that says, call those things that be not as though they were. Not they are,
oh,
but they
my goodness.
Were. So you got to trick your mind and say, you know what? Hey, I'm doing good. I got my bills paid. And even if you don't have them all paid, hey, I got this one paid. And focus on that one that you do have paid. Focus on that because money, I say it this way. This is one of my tricks that I tell people. Have a money party. A money party is what I do with a money party. This is going to sound funny to somebody, but what I do is I get me some money, whether it's quarters, nickels, dimes, and even if I have some dollars, that'd make it even fascinating. I will put some dollar bills together and put them on my desk and say, y'all, and I just talk to them like we're having a party. What's up? How you doing? Y'all doing? I'm so glad you're here. And I'm drinking my Coca-Cola, and I say, you want to have a drink? You know how you used to play with dolls and things like that?
Oh, yeah.
So all you're doing is having that party and just enjoying it because the money is there. Celebrate the money is there. Now, before I dismiss the party, what I do is I tell them, y'all, go get some more of your friends and bring them over to the party. I'm going to get some more drinks and get some more food. Y'all go get some more of your friends and bring them to the party. Believe it or not, money begins to come to me. I celebrate what I have. Even if it's a quarter, I'm going to celebrate that quarter, especially when I need more quarters. I'm celebrating. Say, hey, I got a quarter. And celebrate that money. Next thing I want you to do is just really become excited about your idea. Because if you become really excited about your idea, I've seen this happen, where people, they'll just start talking about it. And you never know who you may be talking to, because someone made a statement like this. I don't know who it was, but they said, you're only one person away from the $1 million that you need.
Oh,
somebody
wow.
knows somebody. And you tell me, you know, I have an idea. Mm-hmm. Ooh, I can't wait. I'm going to write a book about health care and about healthy eating, cooking, whatever it is. And you're just talking about it. I just want to share that with you. You know, and somebody said, well, you know what? I know somebody that was also interested in doing that, and they have a publishing company. And then you may meet the publisher and say, well, you know, but this is such a good idea. Let's get started. We'll work together, and we'll work on the financing together, okay? You know, we don't know that. One thing I will say, what I've learned in church coming up, they would always say, Mosley, God works in mysterious ways. So I want you to have that money party, and I want you to start getting really, really excited about the completion of your idea. Okay?
Okay.
I really believe that makes sense. You're going to do a beautiful job. So you stay encouraged, Miss Willie, and keep going.
I am, and I will keep going.
I thank you so very much. Now, listen, you hang in there. And listen, everybody, I appreciate you so very much. Listen, I'm taking a quick break. I'll be right back. Thank you, Miss Willie. You take care now, here. I'm looking forward to it. Blessings to you, my dear. I'm so excited. I've got to turn the mic off. I'm just so excited. Me and Miss Willie having a conversation. She you probably didn't hear what she said. She said, I'm going to call back with good news. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. I'm so excited about Miss Willie. Mose, you got to turn the mic off. Okay, I'm going to get there, y'all. I'm going to get there. But listen, everybody, I want you to continue to celebrate yourself and enjoy a wonderful life. Remember now, it was good. You know, Brent is on it. Brent, it was good. It wasn't trouble, but it was good that I met you on the cruise and Miss Willie. It was good. You know, that goes with the joys as well as even with the challenges that we have faced in life. It was good that we had them. It proved that you really are greater than this. That was my first cruise. It proved that I could handle that sea. It proved that I could make it. You know, even those of you that went through algebra and calculus, I made it through algebra. I think I did a little bit of calculus. I didn't have to take trigonometry, you know. But hey, it was good for you that did, because it proved that, hey, I can do this. I really am smart. It was good for you that you went through that divorce. It made you stronger. The situation made you wiser, and it certainly made you better. It made your value increase. It made you realize that you are special, that you are talented, that God does love you. He wasn't punishing you. It wasn't that he don't like you or doesn't care about you. It's because he does love you. And he was saying, you know what? It may hurt a little bit right now. And it's, I know, you know, it's about like your first love. Yeah, ooh, I remember when my very first girlfriend, and we broke up. Oh, that was hard, y'all. But now I look at it, boy, please. Oh, you look at that thing like, but hey, it was good for me. Because later on in life, you look, that wasn't the path for me to take. No, it wasn't, all right? But I realized it was good for her, too. It really was. She met somebody that she really is in sync with and really can have a wonderful life together. Ladies and gentlemen, my dear friend, I want you to realize whatever you've gone through, realize that you went through it and it was good for you. You are much better now than you've ever been before. All right? So, sometimes it was good that mountain that you want to be moved didn't get moved, because it made you strengthen your legs in climbing that mountain and showed you, hey, I'm strong. I can deal with this. You know, I can really deal with this. I really, when push comes to shove, I know how to shove. and I know how to push back too. Listen, I gotta go. My time is up. Don't forget to text the word reading to 40691. Schedule your reading. I would love to talk with you, as I've done with Allison and Constance, so many people. Yeah, my dear friend Constance Arnold, how you doing, Constance? I got to go, but listen, go to the website drmichaelmosley.com. DrMichaelMosley. And don't forget, you can always look us up on Facebook. You know, everybody's on the book, right? Listen, I'm not out of words. I'm definitely not out of love. I'm just out of time. But do me a favor, until we speak again, stay on that path, that spiritual path, your spiritual GPS to success. Blessings, everybody.